Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The sugya on Daf Yud Zayin, Maseches Chulin, discusses the inyan of Bedik Sakin. The Gemara says that the sakin that was used, the knife that was used for shechita, has various halachas, that it has to be perfectly straight and perfectly sharp, and there are dinim deraisa, derabona, and some are in the Mishnah, some are in the Gemara, and the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin discusses the various details, how to check the knife lengthwise, and to check for any nicks, to make sure that it doesn't passel off the shechita by pulling out the simonim instead of shechting, which is the psul of ikur. And the Gemara says that the reason why the sakin has to be checked by a chochom, the Gemara says the zechiyah for the sakin to be given over to a chochom should be ear to check. And the Gemara says that in actuality that din is not a raisa, though the Gemara brings a pasuk in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis Amar Rav Chisda Minayin Lebedika Sakin Min HaToyra. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel who shchatetem bozeh ve'achaltem. Bozeh is mashma with this, which is mashma that the Navi was shown the sakin before it was used to perform, to do the shechita. But the Gemara says, L'maisa, V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, L'omru l'haris sakin l'chochom, el v'pnei kvoidoi shel chochom. It's only a dinder abonon ukras machta ba'almuhu. Now, what's interesting is, the Gemara is saying that, the Gemara is also on Daf Yudam in Beis, that bedika sakin be'etzim, when we know that a sakin is kosher, obviously if you don't know what the animal was shechted with, there's nothing to talk about, because the specifications that are necessary for a shechita knife are very exact, as we're learning in our sugya. But if we know that the knife was good at any point, and l'chera based on the concept of chazoka that we learned, that we've been learning over the last many daf, l'chor, the knife has a cheskis kashrus to be able to shech the knife, to be able to shech the animal, the kashrus, as well as the person who shecht it, if he says he checked the knife, l'chor, we go with the klal, which is all over Shas, that erecho nemen b'yisurim, the Gemara says in Daf Yonam and Beis, that be'etzen, the shoychid is nemon. So why do we need a bedika sakin? On that, the Gemara says, that's only mitnei kvoidoi shalchoch. The pashtus of the Gemara is that this is really not a din midine shechita at all. It's rather interesting. Even though the pasuk that's brought in as an asmach that deals with shechita, it would seem that the halacha was only a halacha of nekvodi. It's somewhat of a halacha of kavanat Torah. It belongs in hilchis talmud Torah, not so much in hilchis shechita. Which seems to be a bit odd, because here we have a whole sugya that's dealing with the halachas of bedika sakin, and it really has nothing to do with Maseches Chulin, it has everything to do with treating the rabbi or treating the chacham with respect and showing him the knife in order to give him the kavod as the authority figure. The Rambam seems to be sensitive to this dilemma. The Rambam Hilcha Shechita in Perek Aleph, Halacha Chovov, the Rambam says something which the Chor seems to be at odds with the Gemara. But this seems to be the problem that the Rambam is addressing. The Rambam says that the reason why the person who shechts has to give over the sakin shechita to be checked, the Rambam says, and I quote, "Shema yishchoy panachas bepgimo." Since the knife of the shechita has to be perfect with no nicks, this way it does not passel the shechita beikur. So, in order to have a perfectly straight knife, there is always a chshash shema yishchoy panachas bepgimo, which the Rambam is telling us that there's an inherent concern in every shechita, and the Amshul Shloima in his Pirush on Chulin brings barichus, how hard it is to check a knife of a shechita, and how one time a shoychit insisted that a knife was good, and the shoychit checked it himself 3-4 times and said there's nothing here, and the Mashal himself found a small little nick that was hard to pick up, but would passel the shechita. So the Rambam is telling us that the reason why the shechita knife has to be checked by an expert, by an authority figure, by a chokom, is because this is a legitimate problem. There's a serious concern that the shechita will be rendered possible. So it's not really mehilchus tam chokom. So the Rambam Magid talks on this Rambam, again, perik aleph mehilchus shechita. L'chor, the Rambam seems to be at odds with the Gemara. The Gemara says only nekvoidoi shel chokom. And the Rambam Magid says that the kavan of the Gemara is that since it's easy to not pick up, as we said in the Mashal, it's easy to not pick up a pgima bisakin. So therefore, even though every woman, Lamashal, is Nemon, and we rely on every woman to say that in her kitchen there was no milk that splattered on meat, and vice versa, everybody's Nemon on Kashrus, everybody's Nemon on Basar B'Cholov, but when it comes to a Sakin Shchita, since it's a double Chomer, because it's so easy to make a mistake, it's doimed to a Hoira, to a Psak, which needs an authority of a Chocha, and therefore, Chazal instituted, and that's the Pshat Gemara of Nekvoide Shel Chocham, that Chazal instituted that it should be only gepaskined on by somebody who's a recognized halachic authority, a rov, a chokhov, and not by a person, even if that person has a shoychit, is perfectly qualified to give an opinion on the knife, but the kovod is that the rov should paskin. So again, it's a tziruf of both, which is a bit difficult, but the Rav Magid seems to be suggesting that the real reason why the knife has to be checked by an authority is because it's so easy to make a mistake, A. B, once it has to be checked by an authority, it has the status of a psak, which when there's a rov in town, you have to go to the rov of the town for a psak. You can't paskin yourself, even if you're specifically qualified for that halacha. Therefore, the shechit can't paskin on the knife. He has to bring the knife to the chochem shabir. Now, the poskim are mazbir, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch bring this down, that this was only in the olden days, when there was no official sheikhit in town, there was no official sheikhit that were appointed by a hashgacha, or in every town, the way it was in Europe, where every town had its sheikhit u'boidik, there was a person who was a sheikhit, there was a person who was boidik, the whatever had to be checked internally, and checked the shkita, and checked the knife. Whoever wanted to shecht an animal, shecht an animal. Of course, like the Gemara says, Rav Mumchen Eitzel Shechita, most people don't start doing a Shechita. They don't want to cause themselves monetary damage, as well as halachic problems. So most people that will undertake to shecht an animal is because they're trained, they're qualified to do so. So, in that case, where everybody has the authority to shecht, anybody who's qualified, that is, so then there was a need to bring the sakin to the shaykhit, but bizman hazeh, that there is an established, in every town, in every district, and today that we have ashgochas, it's considered like for the town, there are official shaykhit, there's an official kashrus, organization, as far as shkita is concerned. Therefore, the poskim say that the rabbanim are mekel, they're mekel al kvoidon, the Rosh explains it this way, and therefore, there is no halacha today to bring the sakin of the shkita to the rov before shechting. What is interesting is that in Europe there was a time-honored minig, there was an old established custom, whenever a visiting godel was passing through town, there was a minig to bring the sakin shkita to him. That was a way of showing that godel that his authority was recognized. Say, in a small town in Galicia, and one of the gedolei apostolim, Reb Kiveger, came through town. One of the displays, as well as going out to the outskirts of the city to greet Reb Kiveger, and they would take out the Sefer Torah sometimes if the Rav was coming to Darshan, or he was coming to Paskin Halachas, or to become the Rav. One of the other ways that they showed authority, showed Kavod HaTorah, was that the Shoichtim would bring the Chalifim, the Shechita messes, the Shechita knives, that is, to the Rav, to the visiting Adam Godel, to check. Where does this come from? Why punk that? Why didn't they take the Rav to the mikveh to see that there were no cracks in the floor, there were no other problems? The Torah says, because we have an Al Gemara that there is an idea to display Kavod HaTorah by showing the Sakin knife. So even though Bizman HaZeh, the Shechita knife, even though Bizman HaZeh, it's not Nog, as we said, the Tamid HaChomim in town are Moichel Al Kvoidam, still, there is a established way of showing Kavod HaTorah by showing the Rav, the knife. Obviously, Bizman HaZeh, it's not to practice. Even though, on occasion, where there are still, so you can find an occasional, such a Maisa, let's say in a town which has the status of a Gehillah, such as Gateshead or Antwerp, where the infrastructure of the place itself is that of a Gehillah, not like what we're used to in America, where everybody is sort of Isha Yosher Bein Aviyaseh. So over there also, this time-honored minig is practiced. The Das Torah, which is the Masham Mibrijan, the grandfather of Rav Shom Shadron, the Magid of Yerushalayim, put out the ksavim of his grandfather, Rav Shalom HaKohen Shvadron, who was one of the Gedolei Hador, one of the Meshivei Hador in Galicia in the late 1800s. He was nifted in the early 1900s. And he writes over there in his Sefer Das Torah on Yerideya that he found a ksav yad on klaf where there were takonis written up from the times of the Beis Yosef. Some of the Beis Yosef lived in the mid-1500s, so we're talking about 350 years before. And the Beis Yosef instituted as a community-wide takona that there should always be two sheikhtim and boidkim present by every shechita. Every shechita should be performed with two authorities, a sheikhit with a boidik. Boidik would check the knife, and he would check the reya, the lungs of the animal. We do not check for all trefis. All trefis, as we discussed in previous shurim, have a roi of rev behemoth and trefis. But there is, Rashi says, a few daf ago, that there is a mute, hamotzi, there is somewhat of a, somewhat frequent that there should be trefis in the lungs of an animal. So therefore, we are boidik midrabbanan. So there was a special takana to check the knife and the lungs of the animal that was shechted, and for that there would always be two authorities present. And this is more or less the way it's done today. Getting back to this inyan of Kavod Chachamim, of checking the knife as a display of Kavod Chachamim, is an interesting idea which the Achronim explain, that if a person, they're going on the times of the Gemara, the times of Chazal, where the knife was checked every time by the Chochum, as the Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin, and if not, then the person who checked it without showing the knife to an authority was considered as being in violation of Kavod HaTorah, was put into Cherem until he would do tshuva. The Achronim explained an interesting concept, that if it's an accepted way, an accepted minig, to show the knife, then one who doesn't is guilty of Zilzul HaTorah, and a person who is Mizalzul and Kavod HaTorah and Kavod Chachamim is considered, has a halachic status of a Rosha. Once he has a halachic status of a Rosha, the Midiraisa is not never. The Gemara says in Daf Yudam and Beis that the whole reason why the din of Bedika Sakin is Midirabonon, and it's only as Kavod Chachamim, is because of Erech Nemen Bisuru. But once we say that there is an established takana to show the knife mipnei kavod hachacham, if the knife is not shown, then the erech neman b'isurim falls off that ground. And say why? Because a rosha is not neman on isurim. Now this leads us to an interesting discussion, because Rashi and Daf Yudam and Beis, it's a yisoidistic issue, and it's worth discussing for a minute. Rashi and Daf Yudam and Beis brings a pasuk when the Gemara says erech neman b'isurim. The Rashi is where the lines get bigger at the end of the thinner lines. Erechanem bisurim. Rashi brings a pasuk. How do we know erechanem bisurim? How do we know that one person is nemon, that the food that was cooked in his kitchen is kosher? How do we believe a woman that that the food that she cooked is not basim chalav, that the meat that she served was salted, went through malicha? Rashi says in Daf Yudam Beis that there's a pasuk v'shochat. The pasuk says that we believe anybody. The kahanim eat from a korban that was shechted by anybody. The Torah doesn't say that we need to put edim on site to see that the shechita was a kosher shechita. We only need to be mitzvah mamon, or for other einshim we need to edim, but for Yisurim, we don't need to edim. We see over here that Erechod, Nemon be Yisurim, even though the person who is being the Erechod was the person involved himself, the Shoichit. Rashi brings a pasuk. What's interesting is that Rashi in Daf Pechesam and Beis, Pechesam and Aleph in Yevamis, brings a svara. Rashi says in the Gemara over there, when the Gemara says Erech Nemon Yisurim, Rashi says, it's a svara because how else would you be able to eat? How would a person be able to come home at night and eat supper if he can't trust his wife that the food is kosher? How could anybody eat? How could anybody do anything? How could anybody trust his wife that she was tovel, that she made a proper bedikah, she's muteris then? So obviously there has to be some basic halacha of erech neman bisur. That's what Rashi says over there. These two Rashis seem to be at odds. So the Hagoyis Ashri brings from the Ozaru over here regarding our Indian of Shechita somewhat of a teret, which seems to be connected to the idea of the achren that we're discussing, that erechon nemen b'isurim is not nemon if he's a person who would be mezalzel in the takona, in the kavanah Torah of showing his knife to the rav. And Agoy Sashri says, which is the chiddush, that erechon nemen b'isurim is only not connected as chazak yisura. He says that erechon nemen b'isurim, if a person comes home at night for supper, the meat was kosher when it was in the fridge this morning. It was cooked. How do we know that it was cooked kosher and no milk fell in? That's over there, because you're not changing the status quo of the meat by saying that the meat is kosher. But what about to say an animal was shechted? There, the Eid Echod would have to be nemon that something which was cheskes enoi zebuach, which had a chazoka that it was a live animal, like the Gemara says in Daftes, that until we know for sure that a proper shechita was performed, there's a chazoka that the animal is also to be eaten. And an Eid Echod to be nemon, to be made, can make that chazoka, that he should be made and he should be nemon, that the animal changed status and now it's mutul achilo, that's a chiddush, and that we wouldn't know from Eid Echod nemon b'isur. Now, Goy Sashri asked this as a kasha, so why taka is an Eid Echod nemon for a shkita? How is he nemon? How is every Eid Echod nemon that he shechted the animal in the right way? So that Goy Sashri says that this that we say, that Eid Echod is not nemon, to change the status, to be mechadish the status of the animals only by a person who's a Rosha. Masha'enkin, a person who's not a Rosha, he's Nemon even to change the status. Where does that Goy Sashri get this from? It would seem, Nachrenu suggests, that the source is the Rashi that we're discussing. On the one hand, Rashi says that Erech Nem Misum is a Svar Pshuta. It has to be true that Erech Nem Misum, otherwise you wouldn't be able to function. You'd never be able to take a drink from somebody, because how do you know the water in his water bottle is kosher water? Maybe it's flavored with something that's non-kosher. How would you be able to make a L'chaim by a Kiddush? And so on and so forth. How could you do anything in this world? How could you ever take somebody's lulav unless you could believe him that the lulav is a kosher lulav? He tells you it's a kosher lulav. So, he tells you the esrig is kosher. Maybe it's a mursir. Maybe it's a non-kosher esrig. The teretz is erechon nemen b'isurim. Erechon nemen b'isurim. Anything that's negea to isur v'heter ukiyum ha-mitzvahs. So on the one hand, it's a svar pshuta. However, that svar pshuta is only by a kosher Jew. What happens to somebody who, what happens by somebody who's mezalzel in teru mitzvahs? So the achronim are telling us that a person who's mezalzel in the authority of the rov cannot be nemon as a simple svara on Isurim. However, even if there's no Poshita Svara, that is Nemon, Rashi and Dafyut says there's a Pasuk, and that's why Rashi brings a different source. Rashi's source is from a Pasuk of V'zavachtim v'mkochim v'tzaynecho. The Pasuk is inclusive. It doesn't say that you have to check the reliability, the level of tzidkis of the person who's shechting, before relying that the shechita that he performed is kosher. So there we see that Erechon is nemen b'isurim even when somebody is not the most kosher Jew. As long as you can assume that he wouldn't feed you nevela, the Gemara says earlier, in the earlier dafim of our perek, that you can't trust the mumer, somebody who eats non-kosher meat, he doesn't care enough to feed you kosher meat. But if somebody wouldn't feed you kosher meat, he's a kosher Jew, even if he's mezalzel somewhat in das Torah and kavanah Torah, but you can believe him on the kosher status of something that he vouches for. So there's two psukim, not there's two psukim, there's two mekoyros for erechon nemen b'isurim, and Agoy Sashri says that one is for a Rasha, and one, which is a Pashta Svara, is when the person is an outstanding Jew who's understood that his word is a word, because he's not mezalzel in any inyan or any authority in Torah. So this is basically the inyan of Bedika Sakin. Whether he's Nemon, again, if he's Nemon as an Eid Echod, again, like we're saying, Midaraisi should be Nemon as an Eid Echod, but the Achronim are telling us that if there's a Takonim if they covered a Chochum to check the knife, and he doesn't check the knife, that itself would render him invalid as an Eid Echod Nemon Bisurim. Once he's not Nemon Eid Echod Nemon Bisurim, so then we only rely on the Sakin. We only rely on the Chochum. And still, that's only Midaravonim, because Midaraisa, even somebody who's not the most worthy Jew, who's not somebody who's miyaker, mechavev, kovod haTorah, would still be nemen al tzedekah nemisum because of the pasuk that Rashi brings on daf yud amud beis. This seems to be the sugya. Now, what's interesting is, as we said before, besides Ferechim and Bisurim, which we're getting out of by proposing that maybe a person who does not show the sakin to a chochum would not be neman al Ferechim and Bisurim because there's no svar in that case, because he has the halachic status of somebody who should be put in cherub. There's another reason why you should rely on a sakin, a shechita knife. If the shechita knife was checked one time, then it has a cheskes kashrus. We learned before, earlier in the sugyas, that a cheskes kashrus midaraisa, you could rely on a chazaka. Minayin lechazaka, minayin leroyv. So the emphasis that this discussion includes something else also. What about checking the lungs of the animal? As we said, Rashi holds, and this is the way we pass the halacha, that we check the reya of the behemoth because there is somewhat of a milsa d'shchicha that lungs of animals will be rendered treifa, even though it's not a roiv. There is a roiv behemoth and treifa is even b'negeh treifa the reyes, but still we check the lungs of the animals. It's not midaraisa, it's midarabanan. And the same way checking the shchita knife is also midarabanan because midaraisa is a chazaka on the knife. Which leads us into a different discussion. There's a kasha that the Rishonim already discussed. If there's a takona, an outstanding takona of Chazal, that the knife should be checked by an authority, by a rov, or bizman hazeh, by the expert, or the on-site expert, the shofet u'boidi, who's there by every shechita, then why don't we make a bracha? Once it's a takona rabbanan to check something, why don't we make a bracha? Similar to the idea of making a bracha on bidigis chametz. It's also only midrabanan, midaraisa, the bittel sagi, it's enough to be mevatel chametz, midaraisa, Chazal said it's not enough, you should check for chametz. And we make a bracha, beer chametz before we check for chametz. Why don't we make the bracha before checking a knife? Or maybe make the bracha of the shechita before checking the shechita knife. Since that's the preliminary part of the mitzvah of shechting, is checking the knife for the shechita. So the Behetiv, on the side of Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Sim Yud Ches Sivkot Vov, says something interesting. He says that every time a shechita knife is checked, maybe the sheikh will have second thoughts and not check the animals. He can't make a bracha because then it'll turn into a bracha levatol. This is reminiscent of the svara that the Rishonim say why we don't make a bracha on tzedakah, because if I make the bracha when I want to give a quarter to an ani who just asked me for money, maybe now he'll walk away and he doesn't want to take tzedakah, sepastimish, he doesn't want to take money for tzedakah, and he'll walk away. So I can't make a bracha because I'm tali v'das acher. It's a little bit hard to say this by shechita. I'm standing here with a shechita knife. I'm doing it myself. Why shouldn't I? Well, the boydik is shechting. We know that there's a business over here. There's a ashgacha on meat, and the animal will be shechted. Why shouldn't a bracha be made? The Marie Vial, one of the last of the Rishonim, says something else, a more lamdish teretz. He says that the bedika of the sakin knife is not the gemar of the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself, as we discussed in a previous shir, is rendering the animal, in turning the animal to kosher meat, through the Maisa Shechita. So before the Maisa Shechita, which is the Gemar Mitzvah, the bracha on the Shechita is recited. Masha'en came before being biting the knife. That's not the Gemar Mitzvah. So you make the bracha when you do the act which will complete the Mitzvah. As we said before, Bedikas Chometz is somewhat of a contradiction to this. Bedikas Chometz is only the first step in being Mevar the Chometz, right? We are biting for Chometz, Leil, Arba Asar, and we burn the chametz the next morning. The real mitzvah is beer chametz, and that's why the bracha that we make before bedikas chametz is al beer chametz. L'chayre, the same could be true for bedikas sakin. The bedikas sakin is if it's the preliminary step in doing the mitzvah of shechita, make a bracha al shechita before checking the knife. That's not true either. So this teretz as well of the Marie Vial is somewhat problematic. There is a makom lechalek between bedika and biur, and bedika of the knife. Bedika of the knife has nothing really to do with the act of shechita. Checking for chametz, it's like you say in battle, search and destroy. The search is the first part of destroy. Searching the knife, checking the knife is not the first part of shechting. So maybe that's the chiluk. That's the Marie Vial help. L'chayra, based on our hakdama to this discussion, that midaraisa there is no makoim for bedika sakin because of a chazaka on the knife, as well as the fact that there is no makoim midaraisa for checking treifus in the animal because there's a roiv behemois in him treifus. L'chayu, that would answer our kasha as well as a different kasha. The same kasha is true on the bedika of the bedik, as we saw from the Beis Yosef. There is a takana that there always has to be an expert in every Beis Shechita, by every Shechita site, whether a shechtim shechting animals, there has to be somebody there who's qualified, and his job specifically is to be a bedik, that is to check the knife, and after the Shechita to check the internal organs that have to be checked by opening up the animal and checking. Bidikas treifus. And on both of them we don't make a bracha. L'chad would be a mokum to make a bracha on bidikas treifus also if it's a takonim d'rabbonim. The teretz l'chayre is that since midaraisa there is no mokum for either one of these two activities, neither bidikas sakin, because of the chazaka, or bidikas reyois, bidikas of treifus, unnecessary midaraisa because of the chazaka, as we said, or because of the roi behemis and treifus, the fact that the rabbonim want to be machmir is not justification for making a bracha. Maybe that's true. The truth of the matter is that here we have the same kasha from Medikas Chometz, that midaraisa but bitul baal masagi. Good. Maybe we can be miyashim that kasha. But maybe that would be teretz on this kasha. We see that Achrenim didn't accept this teretz. Furthermore, Rashi, in a tshuva, there's a sefer, an old sefer, which was published many hundreds of years ago, called Sefer Paradis to Rashi. There's some writings of Rashi, some tshuvas, some answers to questions that his Talmidim asked him. And over there in the Sefer Paradis, Rashi answers the other question, why don't we make a bracha on Birchas on Bedikas Treifus? And Rashi says something else. Rashi says that the reason why we don't make a bracha on Treifus is because the only maisa we make a bracha on is a maisa mitzvah. Like burning chametz, we make a bracha on Bedikas chametz. We make a bracha on a maisa of shechita. We do not make a bracha on a maisa which is preventive in nature. Lamosh. The same idea is true also on midaraisa. There are many types of vegetables that don't have to be checked for bugs, because the roiv of that animal, of that type of vegetable is not infested. Midraban, anything that has a miyut hamatzah, you have to check for bugs. Why don't we make a bracha? Every time we check strawberries, before we start rinsing with soap or whatever is done to get rid of bugs in strawberries, why don't we make a bracha? Before we check romaine lettuce on Erev Pesach, well, in the good old days when we used to check romaine lettuce on Erev Pesach, why didn't we make a bracha al bedikas shkotzim urimosim? The Teretz is where Rashi says, because the maisa over there is not a maisa mitzvah. It's a maisa that's preventive in order to prevent one from being nichshol in eating treifus or in eating shkotzim urimosim. That type of maisa, which is necessary midrabanan, to prevent being over on an issa, does not carry with it the chiyuv to make a bracha. It's not a maisa mitzvah. It's a maisa to prevent one from doing an avera. That does not need a bracha. And Rashi says on bedikas treifus, it would seem again that Rashi does not accept our teretz that we're putting forth, that anything that midaraisa, you could falozach, you could be samech on a chazok or a roiv, such as checking for bugs, checking for treifus, checking the shechita knife, all these ideas, all these type of things, which midaraisa has a roiv or a chazoka, that would not be the proper teretz. You see, on the one hand, the achrenim that propose other terutzim by bedika sakin, and from Rashi that propose the different teretz for bedikas treifus. One more inyan to discuss the kitzur nimritz is the inyan that's in the sugya daf yud amid beis, which is one of the more lomdish chazaka sugyas in Shas. The inyan of tarti l'reyaso. As we said over and over again in the first parak of Chulin, we're discussing the ramifications of the gzeres hakosuv that we rely in place of doubt on chazaka. A mikvah, a person is tovel in a mikvah, how does he know the mikvah is kosher? He knows that yesterday was kosher, so he relies that today is kosher as well, chazaka the meikar, and all the other cases of chazaka that we've discussed. The Gemara says in Daf Yudam and Beis that if a person shechts an animal, he shechted a bunch of animals, and he checks the knife after shechting, let's say, his fifth animal, and he finds the knife has a nick. The Gemara says there's two possibilities where that pegima, where that scratch in the knife came from. Either it came when the fourth animal was shechted, in which case the fifth animal is a nevela, or it came when he finished off all five shechites. Then on the fifth one, after he finished the shechita, he moved the knife too quickly, and in the back of the animal's neck, there's the the bone in the back of the neck, the etzem hamfarekes, and over there by banging quickly into the etzem hamfarekes, the knife was got a scratch, got a dent. If that's the case, then the shechita is not rendered invalid. The shechita was already kosher by the time the knife banged into the etzem hamfarekes, and the shechita that was performed would be kosher. But we have a safek. So the Gemara says that mipnei safek the shechita is treif. Person shechtze. A sheikhit shechts a animal, and after the shechita he finds that the knife has a nick, mifnei sofik, we don't know if the shechita itself passed the knife, in which case the shechita was a shechitas nevelo, has a psul of ikur, or we say that the shechita was performed kedasu kedin, kosher l'mahadrin, but after the shechita the knife banged into that some farekas. Mifnei sofik we machmir. What happened to the fact that the knife has a chazoka to make car that it was a kosher knife? You check the knife before the shechita. And Agam, that's why we keep on checking the knife, because we don't want to check, or we don't want to have to have a problem if anybody ever went to a beis shechita and watched them shecht 100 chickens quickly on an assembly line, and then after 100 chickens they check the knife. What would be if the knife was now found to be a pogrom? You would have to pass up all 100 animals, all 100 chickens. So therefore, we are marbe bebedikos. We're very, very careful, and we train the shechtim not to bang into that samfarek, because this way it shouldn't cause such problems. But what's the pshat? Why don't we say that the knife had a chazoka de meikara, and because of the chazoka de meikara, we assume that the knife was kosher as long as possible, in which case we would say that the shechita was a kosher shechita, and then only afterwards did the knife become a nifgam on the etzem hamfarek, as we said. The teretz is what's called a tarti l'reisa. In opposition to the chazaka of the knife is the chazaka of the behemah. The behemah has a chazaka that it was a nevela, the chayel, it had a cheskas she'enei zavuach. Behemah ad she'nishchato b'cheskas she'enei nishchato. So there's the chazaka of the meikara that the animal is not shechted versus the chazaka of the meikara of the knife. And the Gemara says it's a one against one, but tarti l'reiso. What does tarti l'reiso mean? There's two chazokas working against us, because besides for the chazok the mekara of the animal, which passels the shechita, there's also the chazoka the hashta that now we see a pasul knife in front of us. There might have been a chazoka that yesterday the knife was kosher, but today we have the status quo of a non-kosher knife in front of us. Work backwards, maybe fakert, we should say, that the shechita knife became possible at the first possible time. Now, what is the understanding of this halacha of tarti l'reisa, the passions if it's two against one? Two wins! Which would mean that we're relying on the two chazakas, and we assume that the animal in front of us, with his a second pogum mifonenu, is a vadai nevela. L'chol, that should be the halacha based on chazaka. Two against one, two chazakas win. We assume the animal is a nevela. If we assume the animal is a nevela, we assume that bivadai. L'chayra in halacha shteit nishtazoi. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshem Mishpat, Simen Shin Vav Sifhei, Paskins, that if a shoychit shechted an animal, and then we checked the knife and we found it to be a second pogum, even though we trafe the animal, we say that the animal is non-kosher, because it's a second pogum, bifoneinu, the shoychit is potter, does not have a din of mazik. Why? Because it's only a safik. Even though we're machmir on the animal, but we also can't be machmir to be moitzi mamoin from the shaykhit. We don't know if he passed up the animal. The burden of proof is on the person who owned the animal to be moitzi mamoin from the shaykhit. He'll have to prove that the shaykhit shechted the animal the wrong way with a pasul a knife. So what do we see here? We see here that we don't say that the two against one of chazokas passels the animal bevadai. We say that's a sofer. Why is that? Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Shemeshkop, Rabbi Chonan Vassim, and other Gedolei Achreinim explain that the concept of tied to the race is not a two against one. It's not a two against one chazokas wins. It's as if we only have one chazok. They say somewhat of a lomdish concept. They say the idea of a chazoka is to pass in when in doubt. We've been learning chazokas. Chazokas means that the Torah doesn't leave us hanging. When is a chazaka, even though we don't know certain pieces of information, is the person alive, is the meat kosher, etc., etc., we assume that it is the way it was based on the status quo. But what happens if Bifaneinu there really is no Suffolk? We have a knife. We don't know if the knife was kosher or not kosher. Yesterday it was kosher. But Lamaisa right now, is there a Suffolk on the knife? No. The knife is non-kosher. The knife is a problem with Bifaneinu. Or let's say we had a shaila yesterday, a mikveh was kosher, and today, we know today in the evening we check the mikveh and the mikveh, some of the water evaporated, the mikveh now is not kosher. In the interim, today, 12 o'clock p.m., somebody tovled in the mikveh. Do we assume that he's kosher because the tefillah was kshera, because yesterday the mikveh was kosher? No, tata l'reisa, b'faneinu there's a mikveh chaser. So why do we say that? So they explain that really there is no suffix today on the mikveh or on the knife. Today, what we have in front of us is a mikveh chaseru. We have in front of us a sakin pogum. The fact that you want to use the chazaka of yesterday is not relevant anymore because today there's no suffix. If there's no suffix today, you can't paskin. The only shaila today is not on the knife. The knife is possible. You want to use the knife is possible. The question is what to do with the animal. So it's not relevant to use the chazaka of the knife. The chazaka of the knife is only when we have an outstanding suffix on a knife. Can we use it? Can we not? Can we perform shechita with it? Can we not? Yes, we can. It was checked yesterday. Could we be tovel in this mikveh without checking? Yes, the mikveh has the status quo of a kosher mikveh. But what happens if anyways the mikveh is possible today? Now when we're checking. Anyways the knife now is possible when we see that there's a pagam. What's your shaila? The shaila is not on the knife. The shaila is not on the mikveh. The shaila is on the person who tovled. The shaila is on the animal that was shechted before we found the nick in the knife. The animal has a chazaka faket. The animal has a chazaka that says it's straight. On the other hand, there is a chazaka. There is a chazaka of the knife. So we have a chazaka of the knife against the chazaka of the animal. We also have a chazaka of the mikveh against the chazaka of the person, since he was tameh and he was tovel. So he has a chazaka to make sure that he's tamei. So it's not a concept of two against one. It's a concept that the chazaka of today, that we have bifoneinu, a change in the story, we have a sakin posel bifoneinu, we have a behemosh psula bifoneinu, says that now we have a one against one. Once we have a one against one, it's a suffix. So as we said, the nafkamina, what's the difference if you posel up an animal mitzad suffix or mitzad vade? The nafkamina would be, could you charge him money for destroying the animal, for turning the animal to a treifa? Shulchan Aruch says you can. Why? Because there is a suffix b'faneinu. This is another outgrowth of the various halachas of chazakas that are discussed in our sugis as relating to the kashrus of the shechita knife.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.